You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Nothing is more important to good family life than forgiveness. St. Paul said, "Be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ." Forgiveness is tough. People find it very hard to do. St. Paul said to people who have come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, "Be kind and tender-hearted to one another and forgive one another, as God has forgiven you through Christ." Forgiveness is not easy for God either. He had to send His Son to a rebellious world. The world did not treat that Son in a kindly way. The fact is that the world killed the Son of God, using every device possible to accomplish its purpose, even the organs of justice. The Son did everything in the most loving manner, giving Himself for the life of the world. He had the power to stop the world in its tracks, yet He died for the whole world. The Father's heart melted in love for His Son, accepting the sacrifice He offered for the sake of Jesus, His own Son. God forgives. God forgives everything. He has a lot to forgive. A great deal of garbage has been left at the curb of life, and it has to be removed. We have all got plenty of junk to get rid of, not just a few times a week, but every day. Like all garbage, sin is a deadly hazard. It transmits disease. It befouls the air. Sin causes death, which is probably the most familiar commodity the world knows. Death is everywhere. It kills the body, and it kills the spirit of humanity. Death of the body is bad enough. Much more deadly is the death of the spirit. Jesus died both deaths for all of humanity, removing the power of spiritual death to destroy and making bodily death the anteroom to eternal life. People rationalize sin in order to rid themselves of responsibility for death. They rationalize cheating on an examination because, as they say, everybody is doing it, or stealing from someone else because he won't miss it anyway. Cheating and stealing catch up with them. Then they act as if they're being mistreated. People tend to rationalize, excuse, explain, and condone sin. They call it sickness or antisocial behavior. It's difficult to call sin what it is. Sin. Sin is a fact. It's a fact in all of human existence. If sin is a fact, so is forgiveness. Very often people do not like to hear that. They do not need forgiveness themselves. What they have done is not so bad. Certainly it's not worse than what others are doing. This delusion is a typical product of the devil, who strews flowers in the path of sinners so that things will not smell so bad. Family life falls victim to two ills: insistence by imperfect people that everybody else be perfect, and refusal to recognize forgiveness as a crucial fact of life. Forgiveness is a wonderful fact of life. God forgives. He forgives everything because of Christ and for the sake of Christ. God forgives human sin. It's a good thing that God forgives for the sake of Christ. It's a good thing that forgiveness does not depend on what any one of us can do or feels he must do in order to win the favor of God, that we may be forgiven. First of all, God puts us all in our place. Then He sends His Son to take our place. Because of His Son, and only because of Him, God puts you in the place where He treats you as if you never sinned at all. He does that when you turn away from yourself to him. That is repentance. You repent as you turn to him in faith that he really forgives. He makes life a thing of joy again through forgiveness. Forgiveness from God is a fact. Forgiveness is a fact producing new life. People do not enjoy new life when they do not know themselves to be forgiven by God out of the goodness of his heart, purely for the sake of Christ. Without the assurance of Christ, people are always battling with themselves and battling with each other. The result is unhappiness across the board, especially in family life, where false expectations of others are constantly nourished in an unforgiven and unforgiving spirit. Forgiveness is a wonderful fact. It deals with the fact of sin on the most human level, where people are privileged to live under the grace of God and to live with one another in the closeness of a family with the grace of forgiveness, something like the forgiveness of God. God can forgive an unfaithful husband, an adulterous wife, a drug-addicted child, and delinquents of all ages. It's not easy for him, nor is it easy for us. He forgives mistakes parents make in raising their children. He forgives mistakes of children underestimating their parents and failing to show them the respect they deserve. Forgiveness is not easy for anyone. Yet it is the only thing that really works, making family life livable and new again. Sin grieves human hearts as it grieves the heart of God. Forgiveness heals, as nothing else will. Forgiveness does not undo the harm that has been done. It keeps the harm from breaking up what needs to be composed. Forgiveness is not weakness. Revenge is not strength. Though revenge gives momentary satisfaction, it just breeds more problems. Forgiveness is a fact of life, producing new life by the strength of the Most High God. A man who is a real sinner, practicing injustice and earning the contempt of his neighbors, entered church one day and prayed to God, "God, be merciful to me, sinner that I am." Jesus himself said of that man, he went out of the church justified rather than the other fine religious men who spent his time boasting about his piety. Forgiveness is a fact. God expects his people to forgive. That's also a fact. People who cannot forgive others, Jesus warned, will not be forgiven by their heavenly Father. How hard it is to forgive and to forget. A single great injury cuts to the quick. It is just as hard, if not harder, to forgive the continual irritations and aggravations of daily life. To forgive a bossy mother-in-law, a bullying husband, a nagging wife, a selfish daughter, a lying son, and all the talking out of one corner of the mouth that says one thing and means another. How can one forgive the brother who raped his sister? A father who had sex with his daughter several times in her childhood? Parents who called their daughter ugly and stupid? All of those things actually happened in what might be called a fine family. How hard it is to forgive the wife who placed her son in the custody of an institution so that the father had no knowledge of the son's whereabouts for a whole decade. How hard it is to forgive the person who said, "My spouse cares more for money and things than about me," and treated his wife like dirt under his feet. How hard it is to forgive the woman who, for religious reasons, refused to let her mother see her grandchildren for the last 3 years. How hard it is to forgive the husband who beats his wife the daughter who scorns her mother, the wife who loves her cats and dogs more than her husband. How hard it is to forgive the church member who crosses the street to avoid talking to you, or walks by you at church without saying a word of greeting. What I'm talking about is real happenings, things people do, thoughtless things that wreck families, including the family of God and the whole human family. How hard, how very hard it is to forgive. Yet how necessary it is to forgive if the life God gives is to have any meaning at all. Paul said to people caught in that bind, be kind and tender-hearted toward one another and forgive one another as God has forgiven you through Christ. Forgiveness just has to be an ordinary fact of life in your family. Otherwise, the family withers and dies. The house simply becomes a place where people hang their hats. An unforgiving spirit may bring unhappiness to others, but it also poisons your own system. It tears you up inside. It embitters your spirit. It makes your stomach churn. It robs you of peace of mind and reduces your usefulness to others. It blocks the channel of God's forgiving love into your own life. Without God's forgiveness, you separate yourself from Him eternally. Each one of us has to pray, God, give me a forgiving spirit. Pray for someone who has wronged you, especially someone in your own family. Try to understand the pressures and problems others endure, offering the reconciling hand, no matter how difficult it may be. Forgiveness means not raking up old wrongs. Forgiveness means setting up a new relationship, not just resurrecting the old one and trying to do it all over again. I know of a couple where the man divorced his wife and remarried. His second wife treated him with little respect and soon divorced him. As difficult as it was, his first wife forgave him. Now that he is ill and living at a nursing home, she visits him regularly. They eat together periodically at a restaurant. She has no intention of remarrying him. He understands, however, that she loves him in a new way. Forgiveness means that you do not hold grudges. Don't seek to get even. Vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Justice is His business. He takes care of it. Forgiveness is a fact. People in your own family have to know, not so much whom you are against, but whom you are for. In a family, it's good to have the things money can buy, providing you don't lose the things money can't buy. What good is an expensive ring if there is no love, if there's no forgiveness, if there's no real life? Forgiveness tries to help instead of humiliating and hurting. Forgiveness draws on the strength of God rather than indulging in self-pity. Forgiveness makes it possible to do good to those who do evil to you. Forgiveness develops a good forgettery. It does not try to revive the past. It does enliven and enlighten the future. Forgiveness works. It's a fact. Established by the cross of Jesus Christ. What is forgiveness? What does forgiveness mean to a family? It's the restoration of a fellowship. God forgives you. He takes you back into His friendship and walks with you as if you had never sinned at all. He forgets the ugliness of your past. This is His promise. I will forgive your iniquity and I will remember your sin no more. That's forgiveness. It is a fact. In Christ, God has made it so. Forgiveness is a fact of joy, not just joy that is promised, but joy that is realized. Of course, it is also a promise. The forgiveness of God is the promise of eternal joy, of happiness unbounded. in the presence of the eternal God himself. For that reason, and for his sake, then, be kind and tender-hearted to one another, forgiving one another, as God has forgiven you, for the sake of Jesus Christ. Amen.